Microphone check. One, two. Welcome to RuPlay with Ray and Danae. How's it going, Ray?
I'm pretty good. How are you, Danae?
Oh, fabulous. Happy Easter weekend. I'm about to fill my face with chocolate, so you know I'm in a good mood.
I'm going to fill it with dick.
Oh, God.
In Calgary.
Good for you.
Yes.
Going to Calgary. Get it, babe.
Because I'm a single woman and I don't live there.
Well, you have fun. Thank you for joining us. Whether, depending when you're listening to this, happy Easter or maybe it's after Easter. And now you're dealing with the extra poundage from all your indulgences. Either way, hope you had a good one. We are talking RuPaul's Drag Race Season 9. Episode 4 today. Yes, just quickly want to introduce myself. My name's Danae Johnson. I'm a wannabe drag queen. I got the lady bits, but I love you queens, which is why I'm here. I'm a radio host by day here in Vancouver, which is where we're doing our podcast from. I do the evening show on Virgin Radio in Vancouver. And by night, I am in a girl group. We sing, we dance, perform. And the name of our group is Queens. So I feel like I'm kind of meant to be here with you Queens.
You are totally one of us, and that's okay. Because sometimes you wear more makeup than I do, because I do your makeup, and that's okay.
Yes. And Ray Sunshine, please tell us about yourself.
Oh, of course. I was going to get right into that. Yeah. So naturally, my name is Ray Sunshine. I am your token drag queen. I am a YouTube star from the videos called Busy Drag Queen. They are worldwide. Everyone seems to kind of enjoy them quite a bit.
Yes.
I love them. They're quite funny. If you've never seen them, where have you been? I am basically a little recap on myself here. Besides doing a drag queen, I'm a professional makeup artist by day and night. I'm also Danae's makeup artist.
Yay!
And actually quite a few other people in the city's makeup artists. So you will hear me talk quite a bit about makeup because, well, I'm passionate about my job. And I also am very passionate about drag.
I do drag constantly.
As I just mentioned in our early welcome message, I am in Calgary actually this weekend, Easter long weekend. You can catch me at the back lot, and you can also catch me at Twisted Element on Saturday night.
Awesome.
That being said, let's talk some RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yes. What was the name of this episode?
This episode was called Morning Bitches, which I think was the cutest name ever, and it actually completely follows with the entire episode, which it actually normally does. So we're kicking off, right coming off of Kimora's elimination with the big lipstick message on the wall. The girls are walking back into the drag room, and suddenly and instantly, Aja continues the fight that they had the last episode.
Oh my God.
And continues to attack Valentina about her style of drag, and then goes to the corner to badmouth her.
Well, it's kind of funny because, I mean, she was pissed off about the fact that Valentina was in the top three and that she was chosen just because she was pretty. And it's like...
There was a lot of bitterness coming from Aja on this episode. And, you know, it's reminiscent to a lot of drag queens nowadays, especially in the club scenes or even in the pageant scenes. If you're excessively pretty... queens who are may not be as gifted and have to work a little bit harder with their makeup skills.
Who are ugly, let's just say.
No, I was not going to say that because there's no ugly drag queen. There's only just bitter drag queens.
You can be the nice one. I'll keep it real.
Okay, some bitches are really ugly.
Yeah, there's...
That said, if you have confidence and love for yourself, then you are gorgeous. Keep that in mind.
Inner beauty
versus outer beauty.
Thank you, Oprah.
Half of our beauty can be wiped off with a Kleenex.
Truth.
Very true.
So true. But I thought it was kind of funny because, I mean, it's like, welcome to the real world. If you are beautiful, it does get you in the top three. I mean, look at the Kardashians. Aside from the fact that they are pretty and
can take a dick like a whore.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, but yes.
But, you know.
This is the world we live in.
The world does open up to you when you are naturally beautiful. And Valentina is gorgeous. She is a very gorgeous drag queen. And she's only been doing drag for 10 months. So there's a lot of anger projected onto her because she's so naturally talented. And being so talented at such a young stage in her career, it's only amazing to see what she's going to do as she progresses.
Yeah.
But that being said, she is getting a lot of heat from the other girls because she's doing so well and no one was really expecting her to do so well. So there is a bit of, oh, here we go again, attack the pretty bitches. But she's actually the pretty queen that actually does things.
Yeah.
Unlike the other girls, who have proven to be a little bit more of a crybaby. I'm not going to say any names, but...
Well, she's backed it up. I mean, not only is she an attractive gal, yeah, she's
correct.
Funny. We've seen her do a lot of different things. I mean, the shady eyebrows aside, She's been pretty.
Don't shave off your eyebrows.
Don't shave off your eyebrows, please. Other than that, she's great.
Yeah. That being said, you know, so Asha continues on the rant, goes into the separate corner, and they begin to de-drag before Rue comes into the room. And all the while, you can hear what Asha is saying about Valentina, and Valentina is hearing it, and you can tell that it's beginning to affect her just a little bit, just like anyone would when anyone is talking about you behind your back.
For sure.
When you can clearly hear them. For any drag queens that are listening to our podcast, y'all know what I'm talking about. We all do it in the back room. Sometimes there's ha-ha, funny shade, and sometimes there's just downright...
Why do you guys do that?
...cruelty.
Why?
Well, you do need tough skin. If you are going to be a drag queen in any city, especially in Canada or Vancouver or Toronto, you need tough skin.
Why can't everybody just be nice to one another,
Because
though?
That's not the world we live in, and we all need to get over it.
I don't like it.
Welcome to drag. It's kind of like the straight world, too. It's...
I feel like queens can even be even worse, though.
We can be a bit crueler, yeah, of course. You know, we'll put broken glass into your powder.
Why? What's wrong with you? Why are you so angry?
Competition. I don't know. You know, honestly, I could not tell you.
Okay.
But the nice thing is, so after they've de-dragged, Rue tends to magically appear right at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, editing.
Oh,
boom. Hey, kitty girls! And she introduces the challenge, which is Morning Bitches. It's the morning talk show. So the queens are all challenged to host, in two separate teams, the morning talk show, one being called...
Good Morning Bitches!
And the other, Not Today.
Not
on today.
Which I feel
like is an homage to Bianca there. Not today, Satan.
Yeah. Yeah, so Asha was the captain of Good Morning Bitches, which I found very interesting because when they chose teams, her first pick...
Was Valentina.
Was Valentina. After talking all that shit, she then picks
but
Valentina first.
I think Asha played that one really smart because, and like she said in the confession, I may not like the queen, but I'm going to use her to my advantage because we can have chemistry, or I'm going to try to attempt to build a trust with her. I've had to do this with a queen in town once before, and it is very hard to be like, okay, we can do this. Let's put it on together.
Right.
So the end result always ends in a beautiful, amazing show. Like when we did the Spice Girls live at the Rio, it was a killer show. Me and Sporty Spice didn't see eye to eye.
Okay.
However, we teamed together professionally and created a fantastic show. So I think that's what Asha was trying
it's
to
funny, though,
achieve
to me,
with this one.
She admitted, though, there within that by choosing her that she was giving her shit initially because of jealousy.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
She holds her to a very high esteem, obviously, for her to choose her.
Mm-hmm. I think so. And then the other interesting one, the other team captain was Trinity.
Yes.
And Trinity, right off the bat, picks Eureka, which I thought was so interesting considering their past. If you don't know about their past, Trinity and Eureka are both professional competitors in the pageant world. And pageant world is very, very competitive. It's claws. It's harsh. It's hard. It's ugly. Luckily, here in Canada, we don't have that kind of pageant system, which is kind of a shame because I would love to see a Miss Canada, you know, Miss Gay Canada or Miss Gay Vancouver.
We don't have them here?
We don't have them here. We have a few other things that are more elected positions, but they aren't contests. The only thing that would be... The closest pageant system that we would have here would be the insert city's name, Next Top Superstar. So we have Vancouver's Next Top Superstar, Alberta's Next Top Superstar, and then now this year we have Canada's Next Top Superstar hosted in Montreal.
Okay.
So yeah, we do have it every now and then. It's just not as prominent as it is in the States, which I would love to see it even more. I'm hoping one of these days, knock on something hard and plasticky.
Knock on your wood.
To have Miss Continental here one day.
Okay.
Now that would be a contest. But staying on the topic.
Yes.
The queens picked very interesting people. And then surprisingly, Nina Bonina Brown was picked last.
Yeah.
And that really got under her skin.
Yeah.
It really affected her. And you could see it through her first initial walking up to the group. Okay, I was picked last. All right, interesting.
Nobody wants to be picked last.
Nobody ever wants to
that
be picked
sucks.
Last. It sucks.
That's
regardless.
A slap in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That being said, it kind of showed on the topic of what we were talking about earlier with having thick skin.
Hmm.
I believe Nina might have to develop a thicker skin to kind of continue on harder in this contest because it's only going to get harder.
And the judges were saying that this week, too.
And they did mention that. We'll bring that up again later on.
Yeah, no, going back to Eureka, she was being a little bit of a cow this week.
She was a bit of a cow this week.
You know, like, she was pretty pissed over the fact that Trinity was delegating the roles to people in the group instead of being like, hey, what does everybody want to do? She was kind of being, as Eureka put it, a bit of a dictator.
Which, well, you know, when it comes down to being a leader, there's two types of leaders. There's the kind of leader that is like, what do you guys think? And it kind of leaves it open to social.
I can tell by the just your tone that you do not like that way.
I am not that dry queen.
Obviously.
I am open for discussion. I am open for your opinions. However,
do you actually listen to them and take them
in? I do listen to them.
Okay.
A while back, actually, Tommy D mentioned to me, who's the host of Homerazzi, I need to listen more and take in my environment. And
no
this
comment.
Was a couple years ago. No comment.
No comment.
That being said, I always do tend to listen. So now I listen, and I wish kind of Trinity would have at least given the girls an option to pick their roles and maybe play to their strong suits. However, with her selecting certain people, I think she did it for a reason of, okay, well, we have the best chemistry between me and Peppermint, who she was teamed with.
Right.
So Eureka was paired with Nina Bonina Brown, which tended out actually to work because they both kind of wanted to do this kind of do-it-yourself ghetto version of the Shopping Channel and how to make expensive things work for your own favor. excuse me.
Certainly. Clear that throat, honey. I know you've been working it.
There's so many jokes I'm not going to mention.
Would you like a sip of my tea?
No, I have my water here, my protein shake.
Okay.
And then, sorry.
Did you lose your train of thought after my comment about your
actually.
Throat?
Sorry, you actually caught me off guard there for a second there. And then Charlie was paired with Cynthia Lee Fontaine.
Yes.
Who is also another very interesting pairing.
Yes, we'll get to that in a minute. We'll go through the competition kind of one by one. I wanted to talk a little bit about Cynthia Lee Fontaine having some issues this week with, like, her enunciating. And, yeah, you were kind of just talking about Charlie.
Yeah, and you know, Cynthia, her language is not English. English is not her first language.
No.
So, of course, it's going to be a little bit challenging. But she does admit that it's part of her charm.
I will say, though, that is a bit of a challenge. Like, even this actually happened with me in my girl group, my singing girl group, not too long ago. We had a girl in our group who had a Spanish accent, and we ended up having to cut her from the group because she just, like, couldn't enunciate properly. And there is a bit of a charm to it, but there is also a bit of a reality
it does come down to if you are hosting something and your audience is mostly of the English-speaking variety.
Yes.
You do need to communicate quite well so they can understand you and enjoy it.
Yes.
But at the same time, with Cynthia's character being kind of whimsical and... not
crazy?
Flawed. Yeah.
Batshit
well,
crazy?
Happy crazy. Like a happy-go-lucky kind of crazy girl.
Like she's on a lot of happy drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it works for her character, but... again, you have to let that kind of character finish her sentence to get the joke across, and you can't really cut her off. And in this case, Charlie continuously tried to cut her off and shorten the conversation. Again, trying to be a bit more, not a dictator, but staying to the script as much as possible.
Well, let's actually break it down here, the competition, and go through each of the groups. So first up, we had the Good Morning Bitches, which was Aja's team. And Farrah and Alexis, they were the main anchors of the morning show.
How'd you find them?
I actually thought they did a fantastic job. I will say I was very overly critical with this competition because I actually also work in television.
Yep.
I'm on CTV Vancouver here every week. So I feel like I have a little bit of experience.
Yeah, I think you do.
In the field.
Yeah.
And I thought that Farrah and Alexis actually did a fantastic job of kind of doing that, like, you know, fake, over-the-top, perky morning show.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Like, they nailed that. And then... the humor that they brought into it with Farrah's, you know, sharp toenail pedicure.
The pedicure with the toenail extensions. It was kind of cute. However, I don't believe throwing your foot onto the counter would have been the best way to do it. Maybe have a slide image of something. but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It did kind of add to the charm of, like, watching, you know, if it's first thing in the morning, you're just waking up. It would, you know, I'd be intrigued to watch that kind of show because
totally.
It's funny.
Yes.
And then it flipped to...
After that, we went to Valentina and Aja, which
That's where it got awkward. It was... They were trying to do the celebrity gossip with photos, and they had the photos of past contestants on the show with no eyebrows and no teeth. So I don't really know what they were trying to accomplish with that whole segment.
Maybe like a shade gossip.
Maybe it was a shade kind of corner.
Wendy Williams wannabe Hot Topics.
But it was just, it failed.
Well, their chemistry was horrible.
Yeah.
And Aja seemed like she screwed up a couple of times. She was jumping the gun, calling out her line when it just wasn't time for her to call out that line.
Yeah, their chemistry flow wasn't really there. So it was kind of like, okay. And you could see it in Valentina's face going, ay, 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 what is happening?
Yeah.
And then Aja, when anyone tries to be overly mean or too shady, it always comes off fake and bad.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened with Aja there in that performance. It was just nail-bitingly awkward.
Well, it's interesting because you were just talking about the fact that, like, Aja chose Valentina because she thought that they were going to have potentially good chemistry together because Valentina is so talented, but
yeah.
It totally crashed and burned.
It crashed and burned in front of her face.
Yeah. Was not good. Up next, we had Sasha and Shea Coulee,
who were fucking hilarious on how to eat healthy.
Their bit was so good. I loved the sexy double, like, entendres with the tossing of the salad.
The sexual innuendos. You know, it was classic drag humor 101. When in doubt, make a sexual joke.
Yes.
Toss my salad. Do you like chocolate? Oh, I've never had chocolate. Well, you're about to.
I will eat a chocolate salad now. That looked good.
You know, that looked really good. I want to shove some RuPaul chocolate bars into my broccoli and eat it away.
I bet you do.
So that was actually one of the best segments of the whole show.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that one. I made a note of just kind of saying that I thought that they were really great at improvising and rolling with any failures. I think there was one point where I think it was Shay Coulee couldn't talk because she had food in her mouth.
Yeah.
And they just improvised. Like,
and they improvised. But
you know,
that's how chemistry and something with, especially
totally.
With comedy, should work. If you know that you can't say it, like, you say your lines, you have to have that foresight to be like, oh, well, here we go. Here comes the next line, the next joke.
Yeah. Well, right? And that's what you've got to do with anytime something is live, which this contest was for them, this competition, you know, whether it's a TV show, a podcast, a live performance, we're all human. We're going to fuck up. My favorite quote is, if you stumble, make it part of your dance.
True. I like that.
Right.
Yeah. You know, if you're on the runway and you fall and you bail, don't become, you know, fashion roadkill.
Yeah.
Get up and keep walking.
And
even
have
if
some
you look
fun
like the Hunchback
with it.
Of Notre Dame, keep walking.
I screw up all the time in all realms of my life when I'm performing on stage, hosting events, and it's like,
oh God, me too.
I just make a point of kind of laughing at myself and, you know, like.
You just have to make it work.
Totally.
So then, then it goes, that was the end of their segment. Oh, actually, no, sorry. I jumped the gun on that one. Mm-hmm. Then they did the group interview
right.
session with.
With Naya from Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who is stunning, by the way. Naya is...
That girl has some work done. She doesn't even look like the same person.
Really? I don't know. I guess I just, when I look at her, I always see the girl from Glee, but she looks stunning. And she was there to talk about her book, Sorry Not Sorry.
Yeah.
Which you can also get nowadays. And it's actually, I hear it's quite well. It's quite well written and it's quite good. So if you do have a chance to read it, let me know how you think about it, and I'm going to try to pick it up sometime either next week and give it a read.
Well, she dated that rapper. Did she date Tyga, who then dated Kylie? No. What rapper did she date? She dated a rapper that then went and dated Ariana Grande, and apparently...
I speak drag queen.
Okay, well, anybody else who's listening who's also into the pop world... We'll move along. Did you have any comments about that interview?
No, the only thing that kind of... awkwardly ended was the ending. They didn't dismiss her from the show. So at the end, they didn't say goodbye. They all just kind of sat there in awkward silence. Ross says, and we're out. But no one dismissed...
Naya. This wasn't That
Sorry.
Wasn't the really bad one, though. The bad one was the other team, the Not On Today, where Charlie... Remember Charlie?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I keep mixing up my two teams.
Yeah.
My apologies. This one was actually the decent one.
The Good Morning Bitches did a pretty good job with the interview. It flowed pretty good. The Not On Today team, which was Trinity's team, they were the ones who fucked up that ending.
Well, actually, let's talk about that whole. Let's break that down before I save my notes here and rewrite everything that I've written here. So let's talk about Trinity's show, and that was not on today.
Yeah. So the Not On Today team, we started with Trinity and Peppermint, who were so not good. I don't know about you, but I actually got a little bit angry about this because I think when you are the anchor of a show, you are like setting the morning show. You're setting the tone for the whole show. Like you're the one kind of like, you know, conducting the train. And if you fuck up, you're going to fuck up the entire show.
Well, there's a lot of fuck-ups in this segment. So Trinity and Peppermint's characters, they were trying to portray the anchor that one of the anchors was sleeping with the other anchor's husband.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the cold sense that they were trying to put off. So Trinity was trying to act super cold towards Peppermint, and Peppermint couldn't remember her lines like I did about 2 minutes ago on this podcast. That being said, it wasn't reading as funny. It was reading as, oh my God, why is she so angry? Why is she so stern in the face? And that's not just the Botox that's happening.
It was awkward.
It was just awkward to watch. And then it went straight into Charlie and Cynthia, and it got even more awkward.
Yeah, they were also not a great combo. I thought it was really funny because, as we were talking about before, Charlie was so anal about Cynthia, you know, enunciating her words properly. But then when they got up there together, Charlie was the one that ended up fumbling more than Cynthia.
Yeah, and then it just got really weird. Cynthia was trying to make jokes and finish them, and then Charlie would continue to nudge her and be like, no, let's finish it, let's finish it.
Yeah.
And then that train wreck finally finished, and then there was a little ray of sunshine, of light.
Like you.
Little hope with Nina and Eureka.
I just want to say one other thing about Cynthia and Charlie.
Oh, sure, let's continue.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I think there were a few teams that this was the issue. Specifically them, where it's like, if you're going to be performing, if you're going to be doing any kind of performance, whether it be drag, whether it be acting, live singing, hosting an event, talking on TV, you have got to know your part inside and out. Like, you need to be able to, like, go to sleep and just, like, dream about that and
have nightmares.
Or nightmares.
Yep. If anyone's like me and it's choreography, nightmares.
You have nightmares about about just, like, bailing?
Dancing.
Oh, really?
Mostly just dancing and missing a step.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just like talking and that episode, missing a step or having someone misstep and making you miss your steps.
Right.
Yeah.
You've got to know it so well, though, that you can anticipate what's happening in the future before it actually even comes.
Like,
if you don't know it by the time you're on TV, like, you're screwed, which
you're hooped.
was the case here.
You're very, very much hooped.
You know? Then we went on to Eureka and
in the do-it-yourself section, which was quite funny. So the very first thing that they talk about is how to make a cheaper lace front wig.
Yeah.
And they talk about ramen noodle hair. It's stylish and also tasty.
Yum, yum.
I believe this one was beef flavored, which was fantastic. Mm. I really enjoyed a good beef flavoring.
No
chicken here, but all beef.
Okay.
Woof.
I don't know exactly what that means.
The people that are listening will get that one.
Ugh.
And then they kind of went over, they bypassed the breastplate, which I was really excited to see how to make a do-it-yourself breastplate.
Right.
You know, versus spending $3,000 on a boobs for queen breastplate.
Is that how much they are?
Sometimes they can go up pretty high.
Wow.
But they did slay me with the how to make ass pads. So originally it was silicone ass pads for $200. Just take a piece of ham and shove it down your pants.
That was great.
You can also eat it when you're hungry. Should it be too large, just nibble it down to shape it up.
That's going
to
smell delicious on a hot
Could
summer
imagine,
day.
Could you imagine? Like, as you get hot, the smell of bacon.
You're at the club, you're like,
oh my God, that queen smells so good. Yeah. That is one way to get your ass eaten.
Oh, wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get your ass eaten, that is one way. Put some ham down there and the boys will come in like a pig in truffles.
Brings all the boys to the yard. Yeah, these two were actually, I think, my favorite this week.
These two had amazing chemistry.
They really did.
Yeah, I tip my hat to them. That was a good segment. They were almost as strong as Shay and Sasha.
Yeah.
But no, most definitely the food session with Shay, with Shay and Sasha took the cake on that one.
Okay, I actually liked Eureka and Nina better.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we can always disagree.
But they were, I will say they were the top two favorites.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it turned into this fucking, so there's a train wreck, and then there's this happened after that segment with the group interview of all of them trying to interview Naya on her book.
Yes.
Cutting her off, not letting her finish telling, you know, should you be in an interview and you ask a question, it's very important for you to let that person answer.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. They cut her off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all said goodbye or thank you.
Well,
or
Charlie freaked out because she was like, nobody's saying goodbye. Like, Trinity and Peppermint should have, being the anchors, it was their job to be like, okay, and that's the end of our show. Thank you for tuning in. But they didn't do that. Charlie
freaked
out.
There was a couple of minutes of sitting there with blank faces, blinking, frozen Botox faces, just sitting there going.
I do give Charlie credit for jumping in. She saw that nobody was doing anything. She jumped in and was like, okay, that's the end of our show. She took charge and it needed to be done because what the hell was going on with Peppermint and Trinity? They had their freaking thumbs up their asses.
I had no idea what was happening. I think In this episode, every drag queen's allowed what I like to call an off day. And I think that was Trinity's day. I think Trinity was just having one of those days that was just not going to be your day. No matter how well you do or how hard you try, it's just not going to work. We all have off days.
What's Peppermint's excuse? Because I feel like
I don't know.
She's had a few of those off little days.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, a
couple?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any comments about the emosh moments this week? Any of the emotional moments?
Let's go to commercial first, and then we'll talk into the next segment here about the workroom conversation and a big topic that came up during that segment, which I think is actually quite crucial to talk about.
Okay, we're gonna go to break. We'll be right back. RuPlay with Ray and Danae is brought to you by OutTV Go. OutTV Go provides streaming LGBTQ programming 24/7 for only $3.99 a month. With an OutTV Go subscription, you can watch TV shows, movies, documentaries, and more on your computer, mobile device, and your TV. Plus, OutTV Go is the destination for RuPaul, with hundreds of hours of RuPaul's Drag Race and Untucked. New episodes are available within minutes after their premiere on OutTV before you can watch them online anywhere else. There are also hundreds of episodes of other TV shows like Drag Queens of London, Broke Straight Boys, Not Today Bianca, and the original Queer as Folk, plus must-see LGBTQ movies and docs.
And we are back, everyone. Welcome to the RuPlay yet again. My name is Ray, and that is Danae across from me. So we just recapped what happened during the live Good Morning Bitches segment that happened on the episode here. We are now back in the workroom. And what I've discovered with this season so far is when the camera re-rolls and the queens are getting ready for the runway, they have what I like to call the emotional or moment of letting the audience get to know the queens a little bit better. However, there was three moments that happened in the workroom with this episode, which a lot of the queens were all engaged on. The very first one was Valentina confronts Aja.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really good moment, and Aja finally admits that the frustration had gotten to her, and she lashed out at Valentina, and they are sorry. So there was a really nice moment of Aja admitting that, you know, I lashed out at you, I'm sorry, I hope we can move forward, and Valentina goes, I accept your apology, thank you very much, but I think right now we should focus on getting ready for this runway. So, again, her professionalism takes over, and she says, all right, let's lock it back in. Then there was moment number three. Moment number two.
I was gonna say, what happened to number two?
Oh, sorry. I'm just
you're jumping so numbers.
Well, yeah, I'm also dyslexic. So, hey, reading numbers and apparently in my own notes is very hard today.
Go ahead.
As the queens were discussing, different disorders, I guess, as you would call it, or other ailments that they all have. Sasha tries to bring up the issue of her eating disorder. She has a very, very hard time with food, and instantly Eureka shuts her down.
Yeah.
Going, oh, you don't have that, or, well, she just kind of avoided the whole topic.
She was a little bit harsh.
She was a little harsher with Sasha. Sasha was trying to discuss how she struggles with eating and food.
People calling her anorexic.
Anorexic.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you should eat something.
Yeah.
You know, we all have, especially as well, just humans, we all have issues with food.
Yeah, a lot of people do. It's
you know, and
common.
I know I do. I've struggled with my weight. I know that you've had issues with your past.
Yeah, for sure.
I still do. I look at a pizza and I get like, I'm like a bulldog versus a bowl full of water. I just want to dive in there.
Yeah, it's totally human.
Yeah, it's totally human. But for someone to have someone shoot somebody else down saying, you really don't have that, it got under my skin, to be honest. I was sitting there going, shut up.
Well, I feel like oftentimes when people are that harsh and that dismissive like that, it's oftentimes because they are not compassionate about that topic with themselves.
Correct.
You know?
So maybe there's an underlining tone to Eureka saying that, you know, all this thing's towards Sasha, that she might also have it as well.
I think so. I mean, she is a bigger girl.
She's a bigger girl, but I mean, you know, you don't shut somebody else down that's trying to discuss, you know, like, you know, if I was to say I suffered from depression, you wouldn't go, oh, no, you don't. You're the happiest person ever.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And then it comes into the other topic that really began to get under my skin again.
Hmm.
Charlie was discussing how she came out during the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
And she was discussing how she's lost a million friends, talented performers, and just people in general. And she begins to discuss how, you know, if you're going to play safe, make sure you play safe. If you're going to play safe. And also know your status. So it's very easy out there to get your status checked. We have a lot more.
Just in terms of, like, your health.
Your health.
Yeah.
Just your health in general.
Yeah.
Know your status. And just get checked out. I mean, we have a bajillion different avenues for us to use that we didn't have back then. And it just, you know, and to see her break down, Charlie broke down and just with that sheer emotional rage that, you know, a lot of it could have been prevented should we have known more. But back then we just didn't, you know.
Yeah.
My drag mother is from that era as well. And she's very lucky and she's very happy to be here, but she's had to bury a lot of her friends. And it's
like Charlie was saying.
Like Charlie was saying. Same thing. So it's a cold reminder that, you know, sure, we've made a lot of improvements, but it's still not, it still happens. We still lose people to HIV and AIDS to this day. So it's, again, just if you're going to go out and have adventures and play, just do it safe and know your status. That's what the main preach I wanted to say on this podcast.
Absolutely.
Right there. So
good preach.
Yeah, good preach. You
all
know,
right.
But it also just made me fall in love a little bit with Charlie.
It is nice to see their softer sides.
It is nice to, you know, with this season, it's not all just cold.
Yeah.
Or funny humor like the past seasons have been. But, you know, it's I hope they don't do it every single episode. Where
I feel like they might. It's
cries.
Been going that way.
So far, so good. Yeah.
It is nice to see the humanity, though, because each of us has that.
We do, yes.
We've had something, you know, hard in our lives. And, yeah, it's...
Yeah, we all have moments. And, you know, it does build us to be stronger people. You know, if you can take a hard situation and put it towards making you a better person or a stronger person towards whatever topic it may have been.
For sure.
And move forward and go forward. You know, life's amazing. Continue to live it.
And let's move forward to the runway this
week.
The
runway. The theme was...
Naughty Nighties.
Ooh, Naughty Nighty.
Love it.
Which is, I think, one of the coolest themes because I just love lingerie. Lingerie and drag is... It can either be super amazing. Oh my God, you look so talented. Or you look like Barbie with no body anatomy and a mound.
Is that bad?
We will discuss that as you break down the queens.
Okay, let's start with Pheromone.
So she had the classic look on. She was your typical burlesque kind of nighty with the big feathers, the sheer long jacket.
I actually have a show coming up this week with my girl group, and I legit wanted that. Exact.
Yeah, it's a gore.
So beautiful. I want that.
It was like a mix between like Christina Aguilera and Boudoir Realness. It was pink. It was just It was gorgeous. She looked really good this week.
It felt very old school movie star glam
Hollywood
to me.
Glam,
yes,
right? Like when Christina Aguilera did Burlesque, kind of that vibe. And I hope that I want to see more out of Farrah, and I'm hoping that it's not just gonna be pretty looks, but I think pretty suits her.
It really. She I was actually gonna ask you that, like in the drag queen community. Are you guys typically more often than not trying to achieve a look where you like really look like a feminine woman? Is the hope to actually look, people mistake you to be an actual woman?
I think sometimes it's just more about looking like a piece of art.
Okay.
You know, from when I go out and drag, it's a blend of two things. It's female illusion or walking art.
Right.
I want to strike up a conversation. When you walk into the bar and you see any drag queen standing around or performing, you want to leave the audience either wanting more or striking up a conversation about the look.
Yeah.
In the past, we've had really interesting runway looks from this show, and a lot of them have sparked conversations. So if you're at a bar by yourself, it's a really good conversation piece to go up to the hot guy that's standing by himself and be like, oh my God, what do you think of that drag queen's outfit?
Right.
Boom, conversation piece.
Right. Well, that's cool.
Drag queens bringing men together since 1982.
You guys are doing good
for
the community.
Good. I mean, we've been doing it for years, but, 1982 was just the first number that came
to mind.
We'll
get you a gold star, Ray. But I will say Farrah was actually my most improved this week.
Totally, yeah.
Right? Between the morning show contest and this runway, I was really impressed with her this week.
I think she's taking the critiques from the judges and actually applying them, which is what you're supposed to do. But also, this was a runway challenge that's kind of suited to her character.
Yes.
So she had a very lucky streak.
True.
This week.
True.
Let's go to Alexis.
Yeah, Alexis Michelle. I think you and I, we were watching the episode together. We were like, oh my God, lace, sequins, and florals, honey.
Just, I don't know. She just looked stiff. She looked confused. She was, I don't know if she was trying to be sexy, but it just read in her face that it's just like, I'm wearing sheer lace, white underwear, a sequin brassiere, and a very long floral nightgown jacket.
Those
thing.
Did not go together.
It just didn't look like a completed look. It looked like she took a piece from each different genre of nightgown lingerie section from the discount bin at La Senza.
Totally.
And put it on.
Yeah.
Even her hair was just kind of like, oh.
I was going to say that.
Okay, so I was a little disappointed with Alexis this week, but I know that she's going to come through for next week.
Well, I've been hoping that since the beginning. Like, I've really seen potential in her. And every week, I feel like she's more so the one that I keep forgetting. And I'm like, what did Alexis do this week?
Come on, girl. Yeah. I hear you.
You know? Up next, we had Aja.
Yeah.
And she had kind of like the same fur coat thing as Farrah, but in red.
But in red, she had a really cool bodysuit on with kind of like the fringe that was happening. That was kind of cool.
Did the crotch look weird to you or was it just me?
No, the crotch was weird. The crotch was just...
Like she had the fringe hiding the crotch, but I was like, what is... What?
It's just, it was interesting. The only thing that bothered me is that in the last episode, the judges told her not to do her eye makeup so dark. And she went a little softer this week.
I was
going to
say, I thought it was way better.
Go as well as she could have. You still can't see her eyes quite well. And maybe it's the way she's walking or maybe the way she holds her head. But again, it just screamed, here's some eyeliner and, well, all eyeliner and some lipstick.
Okay, I actually felt like she did so much better on her makeup this week. It looked a lot cleaner. Like she had the highlighter on her inner eyes.
There was some improvements, but it's still...
The red lipstick was lovely.
It's kind of like, was it enough, to make the judges notice?
No.
Well, it didn't.
No.
The judges didn't notice it. So I'm hoping next week she tries even harder.
She still really needs to step it up. But I felt this week was a massive improvement from that insane gong show that she
Disastria
was last
or whatever it was.
Week.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, let's try to block last week from our memory.
For her sake.
For her sake and ours, yeah.
Up next we had Valentina. I felt like she also had a weird crotch thing going on.
That's what I call the Barbie mound. When you have your pantyhose up to your midsection, which is normally where most of us sit with it.
Yeah.
You'd want a longer elongated panty, basically.
Yes.
You don't want to just wear a thong because then it just looks awkward. There's no bone structure. There's no
I needed a belly button or something.
You need a belly button or something.
Yes.
either that or like an airbrush bodysuit. That being said, it just looked like a big Barbie mount. It was a big flesh box.
Even Barbie has a belly button indent.
But even the garter belts were too long. Like it was just
yeah.
It just looked unproportionate to her very long body.
Wow, I can't believe you're talking smack about your favorite Valentina
right now.
What?
Well, she was still pretty, and I loved the look because it was a completed look. I just didn't like the proportions. I liked the design of it. I liked the overall how it flowed as a piece altogether.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like the longs and shorts of it.
Yeah.
Literally, the longs and shorts.
And what about Shea Coulee? She had the big black furry
boa. Oh, I'm sorry. Shea Coulee slayed this look. When she walked out, I'm like, winner.
Really?
That look, it looked... Okay, so this look kind of reminded me of if Little Kim, Eve, and Tinashe had an orgy, gang-banged, and then their fluid juices formed a child... That's Shea Coulee.
That's so funny you say that because I literally wrote in my notes, she looks like a gangster's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was serving naughty, sexy. I'm gonna fuck your brains out.
Whoa.
And then risky. Take your money from your wallet.
This show is rated R, FYI, in case you didn't
FYI.
Know.
I just wanted to play Ladies Night from Little Kim and
just
watch the dice roll.
Hell
and
yes.
Just, you know, so she really killed this one.
I, you know what though? I'm not going to completely agree with you. She definitely wasn't my winner. She wasn't my favorite. All the
right,
necklace
fair
and the earrings to me did not go at all. Like that
I guess
was just.
I thought it suited the look.
Really?
But I get where you're coming from. Yep.
No. All right. Up next, we had Sasha Velour.
So she had kind of an androgynous look. Again, it goes to her character. It looked really good. The only thing that I'm not really loving is this obsession lately, and it started a couple seasons ago, is with the gloves with the fingernails.
Oh, yeah.
It
was weird.
I can't seem to... I like the idea of it. I just can't get behind the concept of gloves with nails on. It just looks... I don't know. It just looks like Muppets.
That didn't bother me as much. I was more so having a hard time with, honestly, I just didn't like the titty tassels.
Okay, fair
just
enough.
Because her chest, I know not everybody has a lot of breast meat.
Yes.
You know, but like it just, her chest to me just looked very masculine. And like you said, I know she does more of the androgynous thing.
Yeah, so I mean, it kind of flowed with it, but
just wasn't my favorite.
Maybe if she got rid of the hair then or something and made it more masculine from the head up to make it more coincide that you just didn't forget your tits, maybe? Is that what you're trying to get at?
Maybe. Okay. It just wasn't my favorite. Like, all I right. understand maybe that was her look. I loved the candlestick. That was a great prop.
Yeah, it was cute. She's always got a good prop. She's always got a good, like, here's the story.
Yep.
I'm telling a story.
Totally.
So I do enjoy that about her.
Agreed.
Speaking of really bad stories and not my favorite, Peppermint. I, you know when you're, like, kind of getting out of bed in the morning and your underwear gets caught in your ass?
Like, yes.
Like, yeah.
Well, I wear a thong all the time, so I definitely understand that.
Yeah. So your underwear's in your ass or your oversized t-shirt or your boyfriend's shirt is kind of caught into something.
Mm-hmm.
But you're walking around thinking that you're amazing and then you turn around and it's like,
what the hell is that?
Why is that? Why is your ass hungry, girl? Because it's eating your fucking shirt. That's what it screamed to me. It was not a good look.
That was bad.
With the black lace wrapped around. I loved it from the hair. The necklace, the boobs, the black lace with the pink underneath, but that pink muumuu that just looked like it was wrapped around and tucked.
It didn't look like pajamas to me.
It just
looked like a nightie.
It looked like it was stuffed into her pantyhose and then folded over.
Okay.
Like
what about,
it looked, it just, yeah.
What about Trinity Taylor? I thought Trinity was so hot. She had the high-waisted underwear, which I personally love. This is the outfit.
I love high-waisted underwear.
Because, right, then you could
Thank
eat
you.
The pizza, be bloated as hell, and still
but
look
still
delicious.
Still sexy as fuck. And
yes.
The patterns on it with the lace, the corsets on the side, that's what I mean by a completed look.
This was my favorite look.
It was a full-on, completed, body-right proportionate, completed look. The only thing I wish that she would have had was a jacket of some sort.
Hmm.
Or, like, either, not a boa, but, like, maybe a fur shawl.
Okay.
Just to be like, hey, Mr. President.
Just to have something to work
fuck
with.
Fuck your brains out.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're
look
terrifying.
On your face. And then I wasn't loving her makeup in that look.
It wasn't. I love the hair, but I will agree with you. The makeup
the
wasn't.
The makeup was just kind of not. It didn't really flow with the rest of the sexy nude lace.
Nothing maybe. Really popped.
Nothing popped.
Yeah.
It just kind of, here's my face.
Yeah.
But okay.
It was a little bland.
I'm going to give it to her. Yeah.
What about Charlie?
I loved Charlie's look.
No, you didn't.
I did.
What?
I kind of rated the queens in like my first being Shay with like her favorite look. Then it was Trinity, and then third place was Charlie.
No.
I liked the elegant look. I
really
liked the classic. It was classic. It was sexy, but it was safe.
Oh my god!
It was a very safe look, kind of like your matron at a whorehouse. It was like tall, statuesque, but safe.
This was so boring to me. There was nothing exciting about it except for those crazy high heels with the fur on them, and you didn't even see them when she was walking.
You could
down
barely
the runway.
See them until she stepped to the side, yeah. And then you're like, "Oh, those are very high.
Yeah,
don't break your ankle." But she walked fine to them.
She did. You know, we give a props to
that. She didn't walk like a Bambi or you know, or poor girl that's never walked in heels before with the knees pointing out.
It was boring, though. I'm sorry.
Well, no, and then I guess the boring train kind of keeps on going with this one, actually. So Cynthia was next.
You thought Cynthia was boring?
It kind of reminded me of, you know, when you shop online for, like, Victoria's Secret, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
It's going to look so good on me.
But then you see it on another site from, like, China, and yeah. It's super cheap. So you buy the one from China.
Yeah.
So she looked like a discount Victoria's Secret model from China.
Oh,
so it was kind of like
thought, eh?
The wrong kind of hair. The wings weren't really like finished.
Well, I personally was not a fan of the fact that it looked like she tried to make her face more pale. And I will fully admit that I've been affected by the Jersey Shore and anything
yeah.
that's not tan. You know, you and I both love a good self-tanner.
I have it on now. I don't know. I felt like it was just that kind of, it was like she had an idea. She was going for it. But then, like, ran out of money.
Yeah.
Kind of idea.
Looked cheap. I also feel like she talked so much about her damn cuckoo. We finally saw a close-up this week, and I wasn't aroused. Like,
really?
No.
Oh.
You liked it? It did something for you?
I was just expecting more from my little cuckoo. I wanted more from her, but I never got it.
I didn't like her. This is why people, you set low expectations so that when people see you naked, they're like, oh, shit, that's good. It was the other way around for me. She built it up so much that when I saw it, I was just like, oh, that's the legendary cuckoo that we've been hearing about nonstop?
I think she's got a pretty good cuckoo, and she's got the confidence to back it up. But this look was
back
just,
it up. Boom, boom.
This look was more of a back it up to the backside of that corner and take off those wings.
Up next, we had Eureka, who did the kind of like dominatrix theme.
It was a pink dominatrix. It was just kind of like
pink patent leather.
Yeah, it was. It didn't scream nighttime for me. Like, but again, and it's just like Michelle said, one side was ready for bed, sexy time, and the other time was ready to fuck you up.
Well, that's the thing. I was going to make a comment about that because the theme was naughty nighty, and that was definitely naughty.
Well, it's most definitely, you know, there's different types of going to bed.
Yeah.
I didn't love it because it's something that I was kind of expecting. Like, you know, when you like when you see a drag queen perform like Rihanna, Disturbia, or S&M,
right?
It's all kind of like, oh, here comes the Donna Matrix outfit.
Right.
Here comes this. And then with Eureka being a bigger girl, I was really expecting like oversized feather jacket.
That would have been good.
Uber glam with big side swooped hair and like just sex pot. Like curvilicious sex pot.
Putting up her hair, hey? Like every time.
She still loves looking like. She's beginning to remind me of a little bit of a shrunken head.
No.
Like the hair is kind of so tight to the back, but then the head's kind of big. So it's like small little hair.
Oh my God.
Like a pear. Yeah. And I love Eureka. So I was expecting more from her because she did such a good job with like the glam with last week's challenge of looking like the sewage princess.
Yes.
Because it was big. It was beautiful. And it suited her. But this looked just, it looked like it. Okay, I'm just going to wear this corset, these boots, and these frilly panties.
It could have been more fabulous.
It could have been more fabulous, but it was like on a scale of like 1 to 10 on fabulous, it gave me a 2.
Yeah. Okay, we got one more, then we're going to go to break.
You bet.
Nina Bonina Brown.
Now, this look was kind of cool. At first, I'm like, all right, yeah, I bet she's slaying with the dead face, you know.
The
like
skull face.
Skull face. She had a skull face on. She had the breastplate exposed with the X's.
On her nips.
On her big old nips.
Yeah.
She was serving body, but yes. Then it threw me off when I noticed that the corset didn't really look like it was cinched. It looked like a tube. Like you know when you put a sausage.
Yeah.
Like a string around sausage, it just looks like a big square.
Right.
Yeah, she was serving cylinder body. There was no curve to it.
You know what I actually was thinking? I'm like, if I was at a club and I saw a go-go dancer wearing this, I would lose my mind.
Yeah.
Like the massive tits, the ass, the hips, the skull face. It was so cool.
I didn't love the stockings.
No?
But I just, for me, the main thing that bugged me was just the body proportions again. It just didn't serve an hourglass. It looked like a cylinder and then the fat's got to go somewhere. So it's going to squeeze out the bottom and squeeze out the top.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're going to quickly go to break, and when we come back, we're going to talk all of our favorites and Rue's favorites and who went home this week. All right, we'll be right back. Rue Play with Ray and Danae is brought to you by Neighbours. Neighbours is Australia's longest-running and most successful drama and is coming to Canada starting on April 20th. Tune in to Out TV Mondays to Fridays at 2:30 p.m. to watch new episodes or catch up on a week's worth of episodes back-to-back on Saturdays. Plus, you can watch new episodes anytime on Out TV Go. Neighbours has launched the careers of Guy Pearce from The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and When We Rise, Margot Robbie from Suicide Squad and Wolf of Wall Street, and of course, Kylie Minogue. Neighbours features amazing characters and sensational stories. But even more importantly, the current cast of Neighbours is full of drama and ridiculously hot eye candy. I will back that up. The beautiful Brennan brothers, handsome Dr. David Tanaka, and the baddie daddy, Paul Robinson. Tune into Neighbours weekdays at 2:30 Eastern Pacific only on Out TV or watch anytime on Out TV Go starting April 20th.
And we are back, everyone. Thank you again. If you're just joining us now, it's The Rue Play with Ray and Danae. We just went over the overall looks of the runway, which was naughty nighty. And and then it was the judges' critiques.
I wanted to ask you, first of all, before we go into what the judges thought, who was your favorite this week?
My favorite for runway alone or
maybe
overall?
Just overall. Do you have a favorite overall?
You know, not really. No one really gave me a winning. Oh, my God. She killed it this week. If I had to pick anyone, it's going to be Shay.
Shay Coulee.
She is so growing on me. I'm beginning to love her attitude. I'm loving the way she holds herself. So I think Shay and then Sasha, who, if you tuned into our first episode, were not my favorites in the beginning.
No, they weren't.
But now they have begun. I'm beginning to. Yeah, I am team Shay and team Sasha.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that this week nobody really killed it on both of the competitions.
No, right? It was kind of like, huh.
Yeah.
It was an awkward episode this week to watch, and it's just kind of like,
Everybody was kind of bitchy, too. It was like everybody had their periods. Yeah. They were being overly critical of everyone.
It was a lot of sensitivity, and, you know, and again, like I mentioned earlier, Michelle actually called out on Nina, you need to have thicker skin.
Yeah, she
Nina broke down, ugly cried. And
skull face didn't help.
That skull face did not hold up. So, ladies, if you're out there, seal your face in green marble. It's a fantastic sealer spray that creates a barrier over your makeup, locking everything in. So
oh
if you
God.
Take a drink to the face or you cry on stage, no one's going to see your makeup bleed.
Or if you're sweating like a mofo beast.
That too. You know, if you're sweating like a pig in heat, yeah.
I do.
Your face will lock in. Just don't open your eyes for about a minute after you tell you to spray it.
Okay. Good to know.
So the winners of the night actually were my favorites, Shay and Sasha. They won Burgers for a Year from Hamburger Mary's. And $1,000 each.
You were so, like, extra excited
about
the burgers. Oh, my God.
I mean, like, I'm a size 32 waist right now. If I won burgers for a year, I would be right back to a size 40.
Bitch. Yes.
Hamburger Mary's would have to shut down because my fat ass would be walking there every fucking day.
So the Good Morning Bitches team won, which was Aja's team. And as you mentioned, Sasha and Shay were the top two. So then Ray decides to put the entire team, Trinity's the losing team, up for elimination as a result of them losing the morning show challenge.
You said Ray, but I know you meant RuPaul.
I did that last time, too.
That's all right. You're looking at me. And I mean, I get confused with RuPaul all the time. I'm a thin 6'8".
I'm a failure. I'm going home this week.
I'm a small white boy. I'm like 5'6", guys. I am nothing compared to RuPaul.
Your names are too close. I'm sorry.
It's the R's. I get it. It's all right. everyone from the Good Morning team, they were all safe, and they were dismissed to the back room to untuck and relax.
Yes.
And probably fight.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, sorry. They were the happy team, so they were doing okay. It's the other team, when they got dismissed, that's when the... if you have a chance to watch Untucked, watch it. It's quite... you want to grab your popcorn and just...
Shit gets real.
Shit gets real.
Yeah. So, sorry, Rue put Trinity's entire team up for elimination, and the bottom two went to Trinity Taylor.
As the leader... And Charlie Hyde.
I was very surprised about Trinity because I thought she killed the runway look, but she was the captain of the team.
She was the captain, but she did drop the ball. And it's like I said, you know, we all have off nights. And I think this was just one of Trinity's nights.
Yeah.
And she says in confession, I am not going home. I'm going to slay the shit out of this so the other girls know not to fuck with me.
Who was your least favorite this week?
My least favorite?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be Aja and Charlie.
Maybe I have to choose one. Just one.
Charlie.
Okay.
I was having such high hopes for her because she does the YouTube and she's so, such a good comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting, I'm like, oh, here it comes. This is going to be some good materials and good memes. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was a little bit shocked. And then my disappointment continued onwards. Charlie made a comment that she doesn't lip sync. She sings live.
Oh, my God.
And she used that as an excuse during the lip sync battle to, well, basically stand there and...
What the hell was that?
Hold her hands. It's basically kind of like giving up.
No, that was full giving up.
So Charlie, and I love her, but I'm sure she has her reasons for it, but she just gave up.
Well, it sounded like she had already checked out ahead of time when she was in the one-on-one interview, and she was
she checked out.
I know if I'm ever in the bottom two, I'm a singer. I'm not a lip syncer, so I'm just going to, give up. But it's like, bitch.
See you later, girls. Why would you do that?
If you can sing, you can lip sync.
Well, you can lip sync.
It's the same thing.
But you can also move. I mean, when you sing live, you don't just stand there. You perform. You create. You... Move.
Express.
But she didn't do anything. She literally barely sung the song and she gave up and Trinity went full tit.
Oh my God, she was amazing.
Was everywhere. She was tumbling. She was dropping to her knees. She literally was fighting so hard, but she didn't care what the other queen was doing. She was so focused on entertaining the judges. So you can tell right then and there that Trinity is a fantastic performer.
She's a fighter.
She's a fighter.
Yeah.
And she wants to be in this competition.
That ass shake. Ooh.
My respect for Trinity went through the roof in this episode. I'm like, this queen is so talented.
Yeah.
And such a strong performer. Even after the show, I mean, I can see her being booked everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And
totally.
It's already happening. And you can already see her throughout various different venues and everything. So it's great to see her perform for the first time, you know, unfortunately, in the bottom two.
Kind of a hard week for last week being the winner
to being in the bottom two.
But that's how
she
goes.
So it's very interesting to see how the rest of the season goes.
Yeah. Anybody in particular, before we say au revoir, that you're looking forward to next week?
Again, whatever Valentina pops out, I'm really looking forward towards that. And what Shay will bring.
I love Shay.
She's so grown on me that I'm really super excited to see what she creates.
Okay.
Let me know what you guys think and who you want to see. You can always.
What about me, Ray?
I'm sorry. I guess I should let you have your
Do not
moment.
Care about what I think? Obviously
Come on, Danae.
Not.
Tell me about your passions.
Okay, I'm going to choose Sasha and Eureka.
Eureka.
I'm still loving Eureka. I think she's hilarious. I love her little southern accent, which I'm not going to try and do.
Please don't.
I'm just, not good at that. I want to see her bring more looks to the runway, but I think she has potential to really do well based on her personality.
I want to see her softer side. This week gave me her colder side. I know she's got a softer side because she was helping all the queens out so far.
Right.
But I just want to see her be a little more positive towards the other girls and be like, you got this. Without having to physically help them.
I mean, this week she was a bit of a bitch, but do you feel like the rest of the season she's been like that?
No, so far it was just this, but I mean, it's only episode 4. And this is when the true colors begin to show through most queens. Anyone that goes through like a stress situation.
Yeah.
Usually now is when they begin to kind of like, they begin to crack, right? So yeah, I'm interested to see. Those are my my tops, and those are your tops.
Yeah.
Who's in your bottom?
Well, definitely Charlie was my bottom.
Yeah, I know that. And from last week, too.
My bottom for next week, I'm going to say Aja. I don't think her makeup is horrible. I'm not digging anything she's putting out there. Bye-bye. Bye, Z's.
So my four sights for my two bottoms is probably going to be Alexis if she doesn't switch it up.
Yeah, she needs to. Bring it up. She's been kind of flying under the radar so far.
A little safe. And I think Peppermint. Yeah. I think Peppermint's going to be my other bottom for this for my 4C future for next week.
I still feel like Peppermint has potential.
She does. They all do. I mean, both of the queens are super talented, but I feel like they're going to get outshined by either the other queens or, depending on what the challenge is, just whatever happens, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We are out of time. Thank you guys so much for joining us. And yeah, we definitely want your feedback. So if there's something you would really like us to chat about, whether it's Ray covering more makeup tips since he does more drag, whatever it may be, we'd love to hear from you. And we'll see you next week.
Don't forget to favorite, like, and subscribe to TV Go.
And our podcast in particular,
mostly
please.
Our podcast. Yeah. Love us. Please love us. All
Thank
right,
you guys.
Have a great one. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.